Dear visitor, crossing the small corridor, you can see to your right the different layers of building of the castle. Under the roofs, you can see the perimeter wall of the original construction of the castle, carried out around the first half of the 12th century, probably by Rodolfo Bonello. Reach the parapet of the bastion. From here, you can dominate the entire plain of Carini. From this point, you can admire the former convent of the Franciscan friars on your right, from which, according to legend, the confessor friar, a certain Antonio del Bosco, spying daily on Lodovico Vernagallo's movements around the castle, informed Father Don Cesare Lanza of his daughter, Laura's adultery.
Attornalo castello dei Carini, ci passa il passo petto cavalieri, lo verna gallo e sangue gentile, ma di la gioventù l'onore teni.
The strategic lookout point of the bastion embraces the entire panorama that from the Isle of Femmin, located at the far right, reaches to the left, the Pozzillo Tower, erected as a point of defence together with the other towers located on the coast, the Balio di Carini, the Muzza Tower, the Monica Tower, the Milioti Tower, and the Ciacea Tower. Of these, it is said, were all connected by underground tunnels to the castle. But let us go back and look at the centre of the bastion, where there is a quadrangular stone that closes a trapdoor from which we can see how deep the whole structure is. The space below was probably used as a prison. A staircase on the left side of the bastion leads to the attic rooms reserved for servants' quarters. Dear visitor, I now invite you to climb up this staircase to continue your visit. On reaching the top of the stairs, through a doorway, you will be ushered into a servant's quarters. From here, you continue your tour of the Museum of the Sicilian Puppet Opera, which is housed in the attic rooms.